Now, where are the boys and girls again, the children? Last week, boys and girls, you remember, we said that we were going to move through the Bible. We're going to look at all those great things that the Bible tells us about God and about ourselves. And of course, the very first thing that the Bible tells us is really about God himself and how God made the world and everything in the world. That's what the very first chapter of the Bible is all about. In fact, the very first words of the Bible says, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth." So God made everything. He made the earth itself, he made the skies, he made the seas, he made all the animals and the plants, he made the fish. Everything that we see in this world, our God made all of these things. And of course he made us as well, because it says that at the sixth day after God had made all of these things, then God made man. He made man and he made woman. And of course from that man and that woman, Adam and Eve, all the races of this world were to come. And so God made everything. Everything that we see round about us in creation, our God made all of these things. And of course, God made us. And that's why the Bible says, boys and girls, that we are to remember our Creator in the days of our youth. While you're still young, you're to remember that God is your Creator and that He is indeed your God. Now, what do we mean when we say that God made all things? Because I know sometimes boys and girls come along and say, well, did God make motor cars or did God make my house? Well, God didn't make all things in that sense. Although remember that God gives men and women to skill to make these things. And what men and women are able to make, they're able to make, of course, because God has given them intelligence, he has given them brains, he has given them skills and all of these things. But when we talk about God making all things, we really mean that God made all the things that we see in the created world, all the things of creation. Some of those things never seem to change very much, I'm sure. People hundreds and hundreds of years ago in Inverness, they looked up and they saw Ben Wyvis out there, and it hasn't really changed at all in all that time. The mountains and the hills, these kinds of things never change, and the oceans and the seas, they never change. But there are some things that change all the time. When the seasons come, summer and autumn and spring and winter and so forth, you see how things change. But the reason that things go on like that is because that God made those things, and he made them in a very special way. You see, there's a wee phrase that keeps cropping up in that first chapter of Genesis. And when it tells us how God made all of these things, it says this, that he made them with their seed within them. In other words, boys and girls, if you like, God made the first apple, but in the first apple, God made there to be a seed so that there could be other apples. And everything that God made those things with the ability for those things to go on, this is a big word, and to reproduce themselves so that there would always be these things in the world, so that God indeed made all of the things that we see in creation. And when God did that, boys and girls, then God did it in a very wonderful way and in a very special way. Now, let me tell you this. You see, there are some plants in the world, there are some animals in the world, some birds in the world, and you would say, really, that they're kind of gardeners. Because they've got these seeds and they do certain things with these seeds so that God's creation goes on and on and on right until that point where God's going to finish this creation and finish this world. You know how squirrels take nuts and they bury them in the ground. Now, one of the reasons they bury them in the ground is so that they'll have food when the winter time comes on. But you see, they don't dig up all of the nuts. And some of the nuts that they bury in the ground, those nuts then eventually spring up and grow into other trees that bear other nuts. You know how some birds pick off berries from trees, but they don't eat all of the berries. So they're flying about here and there in the next place. Some of the berries drop out of their mouths and they fall into the ground and they become seeds. And then they grow up into other trees and other bushes that have berries so that God's creation goes on and on and on. And you know, if you look at some of the things that men make, they're really imitations of what God made at the beginning. You know how you see people jumping out of airplanes in parachutes? Well, you see, God has really got a lot of parachutes in his creation. You know, if you get a dandelion and when it fluffs itself up, if you ever tried to tell the time from a dandelion and you go 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, you try to do that. And you see, all those things that fly off and float down like parachutes, they're really seeds. They're seeds that have parachutes attached to them. And those seeds fall into the ground, and then other dandelions grew up from those particular seeds. There are some seeds, and they're like helicopters. You know the kind, if you take very hard seed, but it's got a wing on it, and if you throw them up in the air, they start to spin around, and they fly, and they fly, and they fly away as they spin around. And there are some seeds, and they're like catapults. You know, aircraft carriers. You know how aircraft carriers catapult the airplanes off the deck of the aircraft carrier. Well, if you were in a very hot summer day, and let's hope we get some hot summer days, if you were up in the hills, and if you were sitting among the gorse bushes, you would hear them popping. You'd listen very, very carefully. You would hear them popping, and they're popping open. And what's happening is the seeds begin to catapult out of those pods in the gorse bushes. So God made parachutes, and God made helicopters, and God made catapults. And of course, men have imitated those things. But God made all things. You know what the hymn says? All things bright and beautiful, all creatures, great and small, all things wise and wonderful, the Lord God made them all. All things small and great. You know, boys and girls, people used to think that only the stars that they could see, they were the only stars and planets that God had made. But the bigger telescopes men make, the more and more and more and more stars and planets they see. They used to think that only the things that you could see crawling about with your naked eye, those were the only small things that there were. But as men get better and better microscopes and look down, they can see the tiniest things that we can't see with our naked eye. All of the things that God made, all things great and small, and all things wise and wonderful, and all the wise and wonderful things that God has made. Let me just tell you about one other. You know, sometimes you speak about somebody being as blind as a bat. Well, bats are blind, really, I suppose, as far as their eyesight goes. And yet, you know, a bat can fly about in the dark, and if there's an insect flying that it needs for food, it can just light right onto it and eat it up for its dinner. How does it do that? How is it blind and in the dark? And yet, and you know, if somebody threw a stone up, it would go towards the stone, but because it wasn't food, it would fly away. How does a bat do that? Well, a bat sends out sounds from its mouth, and they hit the object, and then the sounds come back to its ears. And it's by its ears that the bat sees and is able to have its food and live and exist in this world. All things wise and wonderful, the Lord God made them all. And boys and girls, never forget that. Never forget that God is the creator and the maker of everything, and he made us. And all the wonderful things that we see, and remember this, that we don't see them in their perfection. When God made them at the beginning, it says that God saw everything that he had made, and it was very good. Very good. It's still good for us to see. But when God made them at the first, they were absolutely perfect. But something happened, of course. And what happened was this: man sinned, and sin entered into the world. And in the next chapters of Genesis, especially chapter 3, if you want to read it for the next time, that tells us about how sin entered into the world. And that sad time then, when man and woman sinned against God, and when they weren't friends with God as they should have been and as they were at the beginning. But meantime, you remember the first chapter of the Bible tells us about how God made all things, and he is your creator, and he is the creator and the maker of everything. Now, bear that in mind, and do remember that. Genesis chapter 1, God made all things.